Hello.
Hello, my name is Aterica, an intern who called from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help you?
Yes, my name is Avery Hardy. I have been trying to call since last week to get some type of appointment or something, but every time I call, it's booked up and I can't, I've not talked, been able to talk to anybody. So I did my initial claim, but somehow when I tried to go do like the weekly thing, it kind of suspended my account. So I have no way of getting talking to somebody or fixing it.
Okay, sir. May I have your social security number?
It's 259-61-4212.
Okay, Mr. Hardy, may I have your date of birth, your driver's license number, and your mother's maiden name?
05-23-1987. Harding, and the number is 051-873-290.
Okay, so when I had logged in and pulled up your account, it says, "What is my claim status? No actions needed right now. Your claim is active." And it says, "Next week you'll need to file your weekly certification anytime between midnight on Sunday, July 14, 2024, and 5 p.m. on Friday, July 19, 2024. Check back here at that time for further instructions." And when you had tried to log into your claimant portal, it wouldn't let you.
No, it let me, but it won't let. I don't know how to claim the weekly benefit. Like, I don't know how to put the job. Like, I don't know what to do. Then when I looked at it, it was like it was suspended. But when I called, no, I called the other 1-800 number, and it was saying when I put not address, my Social Security in, it was like this Social Security has been suspended. Well, the account has been suspended.
Hold on there. But you still have an active claim that had to be an error.
Well,
Yeah.
how do I do like the weekly thing? I don't know where to go.
Okay. So besides doing it online in your claimant portal, there is a separate phone number for it.
Can you give me the, I guess, because I was trying to do it in the portal, that way I can do everything online. But like I said, when I go to log on, it's the labor alabama.gov, right?
Labor, yeah, labor.alabama.gov, and you can also find it through the adol.alabama.gov website too.
Okay, so when I go to that, I don't see anything saying, hey, okay, just claim your weekly benefits or anything like that.
Okay, so in your claimant portal, that's like the best way to check the status for your claim just to find out what's going on. And if you, so when you logged into it, did it say claimant portal and it had your name at the very top?
So I'm at the ADOL dot Alabama.gov. So I'm logged in here.
Okay. And right where it says, okay, you clicked on the IMA and then AND tab.
Hold on. I thought I was logged in, right? All right. I see you said no actions needed right now. Your claim is active. All right. So I go where?
Okay, so you're in the right place. So no actions needed right now. Your claim is active, and it's saying next week you'll need to file with certification. So usually it'll have a button in there that says file with certification, but if it's not letting you right now, then there is a phone number, which is the 1-800-752-7389 number, and I would
Hold
just okay.
on. Take it again. Oh, all right.
Oh,
Good.
no,
It's
you're
about
okay.
it's the second week that I was trying to file. I was trying to file the other week, but it wouldn't let me. Then I was trying to file yesterday, and it wouldn't let me also. So it was just like trying to file it, but it won't let me. So So the number is seven. Oh, I'm sorry. What is the number?
Yeah, okay. It is 1-800-752-7389. And when you call, they'll ask for your PIN number, which is that 1287 at the top.
1287.
Mm-hmm. And also, where the home button is, click on that. And then where you see claim, hit issues.
Okay. Claim issues. Okay.
Okay. Where, right where it says account review required. So what they want is, they want you to submit a picture of your driver's license.
That.
You already did it?
Yes, I think I did that yesterday.
Okay, so you don't have to do that then. Okay, so you already did that. So it says failure to report pending. If you are in an Alabama claimant residing in and looking for work in another state, you must register for work with the employment service in your state. Or please submit proof of this registration via fax to 334-956-74499. So they just want you to register with the Career Center or the Alabama Works website.
You're talking about the one, can I stay in Columbus? So would it be the one down here?
Oh, yes. So you just had to register with your Career Center in that area.
All right. You said the PIN was 1287?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said, I have the Career Center down here.
But yeah, and then it says, please submit proof of this registration via fax. So it says 334-956-7499.
334 what?
So it's 334-956-7499.
And this is what I posted fax where I signed up at?
Yes, sir. So once you register, they just want you to fax proof.
Okay. But like I said, as far as the claiming the weekly, doing the weekly benefits, I don't have to do that right now, pretty much?
So you do have to do the keep doing the weekly certifications, and I'll try and do it this Sunday. So you can do your weekly certification anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later
like
than 5.
No, I'm saying he wouldn't let me do it yesterday. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is going to be like the second week of me, of it not letting me do the, you know what I'm saying, certification.
Okay. But I would try and do, like, when we get off the phone, I'll try and do it to see if he'll let you do it. But it should be letting you do the weekly certification because everybody has to do it.
So, okay. So you said in the portal where it says no action needed, it should be a button that says claim weekly. Or something like that?
Yeah, it's usually a button that says file weekly certification. And if that doesn't show up this Sunday, I would just call that phone number instead.
Okay. I got a file TAA claim.
So that's something different. And that only applies if you're laid off as a result of competition from imports or the company you're working for had moved overseas and they would have sent you a letter in the mail with all the information you need to file for that.
Okay.
But you're good right now and you don't have to do anything else besides doing your weekly certifications and then, you know, going to that career center and then submitting that proof.
Okay, and I got the number, got the pen, got the number. This case, like I said, so this Sunday coming up, if you don't show then I need to go ahead and call the number.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day, Mr. Hardy.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
All right.